Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode number 207. This is a program where I read poems to you from poets from around the world, some famous and some unheard of. Today I want to read from the spring 2023 edition of the California Quarterly. California Quarterly is a publication by the California State Poetry Society. It's a neat, perfect bound, a very slick publication. I've been privileged to be in it two or three times over the years, and I'm in this edition as well. So I've been reading some of the fellow poets in here, and I want to share a number of these poems with you today. I think they are good poems. At least they have inspired me. There is no uniformity here in terms of theme or style, just a variety of good poetry, I think. So join me as I read. The first is titled The Polish Spirit. It's by Oriana Ivy from San Diego. The Polish Spirit. Speeding past the mirror blind downtown, for a fraction of a moment I considered giving up. In that splintered second I heard my ancestors, the heroic aviators, Auschwitz survivors, resistance conspirators. They asked, "What happened to your Polish spirit?" The humanist in me rebelled. "You mean the human spirit?" "No," they insisted, "the Polish spirit." I had to agree, it's not too soon to consider how to die with honor. "Remember the camps in winter," said a warrior ant. I haven't outlined the details yet, but there will be no giving up. You in the azure and in fog, you in a biplane in stormy clouds, when I arrive, I too will say, I didn't betray anyone. Next poem, In the Kaleidoscope of Forgotten Shapes. In the kaleidoscope of forgotten shapes, light travels in a straight line until it bumps into matter that changes its direction. A squall hitting a sail. If the boat keels and you sink to the bottom, you may see flashes of objects that remind you of home, though not exactly. A tray, a ring, a hopper print of a lone woman sitting in a cafe. Kaleidoscope mirrors form a circle, like a family, a symmetry many find comforting. When rotated, the mirrors reveal the willy-nilly movement of objects. A father leaves. Mother's random sutures slip in and out of place. Like memory, the shiny objects reflect the direction they came from. Though over twists and turns of time, you never capture the same angle twice. This is my entry into this edition, titled The Unseen. The ocean labors, and I, waist deep in waves, try to sort water into some order, something to hold. Tell myself it's just a game nymphs play on moon-soaked surf. Something to see, maybe comment, but nothing fearful. But I know what we say we know, and this undertow will never end. Cannot be ignored, so the underside of chaos hides my attempts to stand upright, facing predictable, uncontrollable currents that make me see the unseen. How to Pray by Claire J. Baker from Pinole, California. How to pray. I don't know how to pray, but a few of my poems fall on their knees, or no camera, my eyes photograph ripples on a San Rafael inlet like an hour yesterday. And this, a dog greets me outside a cafe. Likewise, I greet the dog. We both wag tails and both smile. If this isn't prayer, tell me. Next poem is by Kit Kennedy, Walnut Creek, California. It's a really fascinating exquisite image here in this poem, Aunt Ruth's lace gloves. That familiar object carves memory, holds firm reputation. You slip your left hand into your aunt's long black lace glove, pull at the base, ensuring each finger concealed. Don't be duped, there's nothing tame here. When you look in the mirror, the erotic stares back. Now you hear your aunt say, consider your options, the positive, the negative. And remember, nothing, nothing slips by lace. Next, the poem is titled Habitat by Quito Regalo, Perrysville, Ohio. Habitat. In the poems of Whitman, the sky is reflected in water behind an unborn face. The landscape grows out beneath the vision of a mourning bird. Meanwhile, the loins of galaxies yearn for survival and nothing else. And we are found here like crickets fiddling into the night with our uniform request. Survival, survival, survival. The night is black and washes our chant away like sand graffiti beneath a foaming tide, retreats to white pebbles that mock us with silent profusion. Really like that. I think it captures the spirit of Whitman, his encompassing view of the cosmos and all of the land life in between. Very good poem. Next, The Enlightenment of Touch by Walker Abel, Santa Cruz, California. Lifting the hands of self to feel the smoothness of this aspen's bark, an action of such little consequence, a poem might feel ashamed to memorialize, and yet to fingertip comes a slippery dust, pale and perfect as the moonlight, that with equal weight passes over beetle carapace and cathedral spire, soundless as the sands that slowly bury pyramids and poems. Really profound ending. Soundless as the sands that slowly bury pyramids and poems. Next poem is titled Japan by Kevin Thornburg from West Covina, California. I like this poem. It's fascinating because the title Japan is this inclusive, collective name of a country, and yet the images in the poem are seemingly disparate. And have little to do with holding together, but they do work together in sort of a mixed way, in such an ironic, unseen way on the surface that comprises what Japan is to the poet. It's interesting to me. Japan. Water is nothing but the self. The winter birds land near it. When I walk a mile in her shoes, I barely see myself. She waves a handkerchief. No bridge holds the clouds. The rice paddies climb in the morning. The city surrounds itself. Far away is the sea, which lasts forever. Water reflects the sky. The wave coming to the shore is like the mind. It occurs to me that this collection of short sentences is very much in the style of Jack Gilbert, whom I read a few programs back. Very good poem. One last poem from this collection is titled Prophecy, from Jane Stewart in Flatwood, Kentucky. Prophecy. Listen to the cricket on the hearth. It foretells a snowy night burnt long and smoke curled down the chimney. All this is part of home, but the house does not cry or speak or whimper. I feel the cold that breaks the window glass. There's nothing we can do to change the past. Prophecy foretells a snowy night, burnt log and smoke curl down the chimney. Very, very interesting and exquisite imagery in this poem and in all these poems. I am inspired by these writers whom I've never met. Thank you for joining me. I'm Ken Hayda. I have information at my website, kenhayda.org. My newest book is being released this week, and I'll have more information about that soon. You can find information about it on my website. I also have quite a few public readings coming up in July, so maybe I'll get to meet you at one of those. Thank you for joining me. Hope you're inspired in your own writing and in your own living. Till next week, I'm Ken Hayda with the Sunday Poems.